We are back inside the Northern Lights Palace, joined by head coach and general manager Tad Cozen of the Nipawin Hawks. And, well, now we got to have that talk, Tad, because we just, you know, continue to push it off and the guys battled. But just, you know, Mustangs are good tonight, but I don't know if the Hawks are ready.
Yeah, first period, we just let it get it completely away from us. We obviously left Tyson Endel out to dry and gave up some just too many missed assignments. And then we obviously had some power plays that... we didn't generate anything off those, so it makes it tough where, you know, obviously you give up one early and maybe you can get one back on the power play and all of a sudden it's a different ball game. And but we let it get away from us in the first period, like I said, and then all of a sudden, I mean, you look at where we're at and all of a sudden it's, you know, 4-1 and then 4-2, we're pushing back and then they get another one, and then obviously you've got to do everything you can to try to tie the game up. We know our playoff lies on the line, so you pull the goalie, and then all of a sudden, you know, that kind of sunk the sails, and you could tell by just the way we kind of played the last, you know, whatever it was, say 4 minutes, we you know, there wasn't much jam there anymore.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously we go back to the first half of the season now, and, you know, it wasn't terrible, it wasn't great, right? We had all talked, you know, there was no big winning streaks, no big losing streaks, but, you know, after the first week of 2024, you guys score 17 goals and win 2 of 3 and play a tight one in Flan, and then the wheels fell off, 8 straight losses, and that's why we are where we are.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much was our season right there, right? When you look back at it now and kind of reflect on it, you know, even if you go 500 throughout that, you know, we were playing 500 hockey. I mean, you come out of the Christmas break and, you know, we were pretty solidified in that fifth spot, and then you lose 8 straight. And, you know, we haven't won 2 games. We haven't won 2 games in a row since, I think it's November. So when you're doing that, you're playing that 500 hockey, and when you're losing more than you're winning, obviously you're going to be in the wrong end of it, and that's where we are right now.
Yeah, so now it's, you know, 3 games left. Guys can't roll over. Obviously, it's skate with the Hawks. You know, they're still local heroes, and they got to put in an effort. Can't just, you know, you can't roll over to Flin Flon. Got to go on the road and then one more game at home. But, you know, there's some guys here. You know, now we can talk about, you know, playing for the future, because before it was hopefully the playoffs, but now it is for the future, colleges or, you know, positions next year on this team, because there's got to be a heavy turnover, because 2 or 3 years isn't good enough, and you're going to be the first to admit that.
Yeah, it's not good enough. You know, it's a letdown. You know, you let down the town of Nipawin and everything like that, and we've got to get back, because this town deserves playoff hockey and deserves you know, a winning team, and that's where we want to get to. And we're going to work, you know, we're working hard right now to make sure that we can, you know, get back on track and get to where we want to go. And, you know, I don't have a lot of words right now. It's obviously a tough feeling when you know it's over, because, I mean, you know, you go in the locker room after the game and, you know, not to single, you know, not to leave anybody out, but I look at a Maguire Ratzlaff, who's, you know, he's the guy that's still here, as a 20-year-old that really came in, and as an 18-year-old that I don't think I'm missing anybody now, am I? I think he's the only one that was still here at 18, right?
Yeah, I would assume. So him and Viss would be the longest, but Viss came in last year.
Yeah, Viss early came last year, yeah. Right? So, you know, looking at Maguire Ratzlaff, who's been here since 18, obviously at the trade deadline, and, you know, just to know he only got to play 5 playoff games in his, you know, his whole career is, you know, it's tough, and to see it kind of end like this, and, you know, I could talk about all of our 20s, but, you know, I just kind of brought him up because he's obviously been our captain for 2 years and been here the longest, and a guy that's just, you know, he's taken major strides since he's been 18, to know where he's come from, and, you know, it's tough for all those guys right now, and but we've obviously got to regroup. We still got 3 games, you know, 2 home games. We want to make sure that we put a show on for the fans, and, you know, it's definitely bittersweet right now.